Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Yeah. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation, make a lane away from niggas, hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation, I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches, I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation, mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication, get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Fuck is up.
This nigga just did the Birdman hand.
Yo, oh, we back.
Yo, fuck is up.
The big three's back.
Fuck is up.
What's up?
Hi, guys.
It's episode 12.
Excited. It's coming off the bye week. You feel me? Shout out to Memorial Day and all the veterans, you know what I'm saying, that served.
You know,
before you even continue,
couldn't be me,
Memorial
though.
Day was started by us, the black people. Who was, you know, remembering all our fallen brothers and sisters who went to war, who wasn't remembered or even registered and all that and all that. Continue.
Word to Lenny, pyramids.
Ooh.
It's End of Regulation Podcast. I'm Shake.
I'm Low, a.k.a. Optimus Crime, a.k.a. Degree Low, and that's a word to Lenny C. Black.
Yo, Degree Low.
I mean.
We're going to get to that. Hold up.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about that.
Hey. Got the boy.
Spurt. I'm in the building. What's up?
Degree Low.
My boy Degree doing low. Big
things. I'm not even going to look at him yet because this moment is about him, but I'm not going to give him the full attention right now because our man is a graduate, bro.
Yeah.
He's a college graduate.
2021.
Class of 2021, my son. Like,
class of 2020.
We're not talking to you right now. It's not about you. It's about us.
Okay, okay.
But it's kind of about
you.
My
bad, bro.
I'm going to shut up.
All
right. I thought it was 2021, man.
Oh, no. I actually finished in 2020.
He's still doing that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell him.
So he's a graduate, bro.
Doing big things, I am, man.
Like, for me, it's like, yo, when you, like, I've known bro since we was, like, since before we even went to school together, but I've known bro for so long, right?
Yeah.
And, like, to watch the person he's become over such a long time and watch the progression to become the fucking college grad, like.
Yo, but that's amazing. Like, it's really amazing, bro. You finished.
We can like, talk. How do you?
Yo, how do you feel, bro?
We could talk. You good now.
How you feel?
Mr. Yeah. Graduate, Mr. Degree, Mr. fucking.
Can I speak?
Talk about it for a little bit.
All right. So, peep game, right? I'm going to be real with niggas. Yes, I feel accomplished and I'm happy and I feel blessed and all thanks, you know, to the Most High. But it's kind of whatever. Like, I've been finished, you feel me? I finished, like, last year in August type shit. So it was just the pandemic.
So the pandemic pushed it back. So it really wasn't class of 2021. It's class of 2020. Mm-hmm. Class of COVID.
Exactly.
Okay.
You an asshole.
But it was lit. Like,
but at the same time.
The class of COVID.
Like, my shit was, you know, it's actually funny. It's kind of ironic and symbolic. My graduation was held at MetLife Stadium where the Giants play.
Okay.
Okay.
You feel me? So, you know, I know where I'm from, the bottom and shit. And to be a young black man from the bottom, to grow up, go through school, and graduate where the Giants play, that's kind of like a bar. That's where
the started from the bottom, now we here. Like, literally, that's your life.
Word is born.
Okay.
Got to respect it.
So your life is not really so much a Papoose bar as much as it is a Drake bar.
It's more Papoose than Drake, but I feel you. You feel me? But
okay.
Like I said, I'm thankful and I'm happy and shit, but I don't know if I'm done yet because...
Oh, Dr. Low loaded?
Possibly.
Dr. Low.
I'm contemplating.
So if you was to go,
I got my master's first before I go to like jump.
We doing that already. We passed that. I'm not even... If you're telling me that you want to go further on into school... Me personally, I believe that if that's your goal, I think that's within reach for you. So I'm not even thinking about masters if you're going to keep going, right? So if you were going to go, right, and become Dr. Low, what does Dr. Low specialize in?
Chicken tenders.
All right. So we're going to fry.
Yo, this nigga really said that.
Degree in chicken tenderloins.
I mean, I don't know if y'all peeped, but the price already done went up. So
from now on,
whoever listening, y'all better talk to me nice, respect me, and understand that I'm not the same nigga that I was yesterday. You heard?
Only premium chicken tenders now.
Only talk, the finest chicken tenderloins.
Let's talk about it. But how y'all doing, man? How was y'all Memorial Day weekend and all that and all that?
Memorial Day was fire.
We all spent it together, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Play some ball.
Fucking, I'm going to shout out to everybody's in the room. Ivan's here. We got Shiesty Miles here. Shawnee Beam is here. Mm-hmm. Rosé's here, back from Miami being fucking elite.
Lenny's here again.
We all play football on Memorial Day. That's something that we've all kind of, as a collective, we've done for like we at least all last summer. What was it, like every Sunday down there?
Basically. Right?
So we all kind of got together Memorial Day. And there were some interesting things. I don't know. Furman Vaughn said we can't get the footage, but.
My fault. It's my fault.
Stick a burp.
No. But we do got the interview, though.
Oh, we got the interview's good?
That's what Vaughn said.
Vaughn, the interview's good? Oh, nigga. So, I'm going to let Lo tell the story because Lo is really the one that kind of facilitated the interview. Bert really had the camera. He was like, yo, as soon as we realized that Bert was here, it was like.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to say the whole.
You have to do it.
You got to tell the whole thing, though.
Because we told you, nigga, that we would find him. And we did.
Shiesty Miles, we talking to you.
He was out there again. The dude that was frying niggas and that called you Shiesty Miles.
He was out there. The young boy. But he tapped
them and was like, yo, y'all trying to run out.
We're going to put the footage out because there was we're going to get back to Shaheen for just a couple seconds because the proof is in the pudding.
1,000%.
The young man was very, very adamant about him not really being able to get guarded by Shaheen.
Man, your man's confirmed it, bro.
Even Keys confirmed it. And yeah, Keys was, yo, and we looking at you. Keys was on Sha's side the entire time. Shout out my man Keys.
I ain't gonna hold you. I still got like two badass turf burns that I haven't recovered from yet.
I don't do the same things as you. We're clearly not on the same athletic playing field.
See, you know what? Part of the turf burns that I have are your fault. You throw low passes.
I threw right?
when I be wide open, and because I be so determined to win, I just be you know diving, putting my life on the line for this shit. I be burnt, yo. It was one the day we was playing. It was mad hot.
Yo, it's dumb hot.
Mad hot. That turf like felt like liquid fire
at all.
Liquid fire, so lava. All right.
Okay, lava. If you want to say that, it felt like lava out there.
That's why I didn't jump on that field. I already knew it was hot.
The turf burning the shit on my knee. No funny shit. I'm probably way through my epidermis and. My bone probably was almost exposed, like, on my knee.
Fun fact. What is the epidermis?
It's a layer of skin.
Talk nice. That's that degree. Anyway.
It's not. I'm just scared about myself. The fuck? I YouTube shit, and I read books.
Imagine typing epidermis into fucking YouTube.
You gotta learn about shit, bro. You don't care about your skin.
Well, Lo came through to the crib and we had a talk and I was telling him
talking about epidermis.
Nah, we was talking about like YouTube and shit that I watch and shit. So
what you be watching?
You know, I'll be watching like dudes rebuild cars and shit.
Oh yeah. Nah, that shit is dope though.
What?
Yeah, nah.
Dude rebuild the whole Tesla, bro.
Why would he do that? What was wrong with the first one?
Because it was something was wrong with the airbags and Teslas, and they wouldn't give them parts or nothing. Like,
so he said, fuck it, I'll build
myself. So he'll go to the junkyard, like a salvage yard, and just grab whatever they have and then just rebuild it. Like, he took I was telling Lowe, like, he had a A7 that he got. Like, it was just, he took it, and he rebuilt it. He threw, like, 30 grand into it.
So at the end of, I'm going to assume this is a show. At the end of the show, does he sell the cars?
Nah, usually he keeps them. And then he might sell them here and there.
So this nigga got like a real life Hot Wheels collection?
Yeah.
Kinda.
That's fucking busting. I'm not gonna hold you. My Hot Wheels collection when I was a kid was fire.
Like he had an i8 too.
Everybody had their favorite car, right? What was your favorite Hot Wheels car?
I don't have a favorite Hot Wheels car. I had too many.
What was your favorite Hot Wheels? He was too cool to have a favorite.
I always like the ones with the, you know how the
cause I had Hot Wheels and
the sports Mercedes Benz wheel look like. I always loved the cars that had those type of rims on it. Like, it was only those cars.
Okay, Mr. Fancy.
So you was elaborate even with How was cars?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh.
Excuse me? Like,
money making Mitch over here.
No, my favorite Hot Wheels car was very Puerto Rican. It was a
Hello Sazon.
It was a Honda Del Sol.
Oh man.
It was a very
I bet you run a, you look Puerto Rican right now with that shirt.
Oh my god.
Yo, hey, looking like you run a bodega.
Fucking haircut and shit.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Boop noob.
Yo. I don't know if the listeners peep. Look peep, at this. Yeah. Look how smooth this nigga hat is right now.
Boop noob. Boop 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 boop.
Look at this nigga. Y'all see this nigga?
Boop nook.
This nigga head nuggety as hell. Like
this nigga, I call Bert. He's like, yo, you gotta call me so I can see the cut. I call this nigga. He's like, yo, you look like Bobby Hill. It's the fucking phone, bro. This wait, supposed to be your friend.
From,
look at, bro.
From King of the Hill.
Yes. He got the Bobby Hill cut, my nigga.
This supposed to be my friend.
Yo, you nigga got call, that, yo.
Nigga,
you
I'm
got,
thinking this nigga called me, want to see me for some encouragement. Nigga called me to hike on me.
Yo, bro, bro. No.
This
no,
is why,
no, 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 no. Don't
this
do that.
Why I play Earl sweatshirt.
What I do after? What did I say after? I was like, yo, bro, I'm proud of you. This is like a new beginning. Yeah, yeah. Don't try to do that. You're not about to pay me like that, nigga.
You really got the army cut.
Nah, man. It's not that. Nigga, I have a fade. It's not. Exactly. And the waves will be there very shortly. So I'm about to do that.
Get the fade.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a bar.
You got that off.
Nice.
You get that off.
Here all week.
Nah, man. It was time. I've had my hair cut for, I've had my hair for like 3 years. And for my, that was the first time probably since I was like a baby, like a kid, that my hair was ever that long.
Yeah, I remember when you first started and you had the gummy worms and you wanna show nobody, bro.
Yuck.
How not nice. The gummy worms.
Bro. Cause I used to have braids back in the day. So like my hair started off like that, but I don't know how she twisted them shits. Cause it was like it was just like curls. I was just like, bro, like what do you have in my hair? Like, what the fuck?
Yo, how do we get here? What are we
talking about hair, like his hair.
No, we talking about something else, though.
Yeah, nigga tried to expose my new haircut.
Oh, we talking about Memorial Day. That's what we was talking about.
No, I feel like we was talking about YouTube.
Yeah.
No. Nah, yeah, because we talking about the car shit.
Well, I'm looking at
the list. Oh, yeah, but that's themed from the Memorial Day one.
I'm pardoning myself. Well,
yeah.
Brought up YouTube because it just popped in my head.
Besides football, what did you guys do? Did you guys go home? Did you guys grow up with your family? Like anything like that?
My family grew up while we was out with y'all. While I was out with y'all.
So you came home with the burgers and shit?
Yeah, it was just burgers and kebabs and shit.
Fucking glizzies.
Nah.
You ain't no glizzies?
Nah.
You ain't. Let's play Swear to God. Let's
play Swear to God.
Swear to God.
I ain't eat no glizzy, bro. It was a chicken. Chicken yo, and pepper and onion.
Yo, speaking of glizzies, right?
Hold on!
Where are we going with this?
Bro? I don't know. He's got a story. So, I guess he got one of his stories. That he's
nah, I gotta go to my text messages. So, my phone died yesterday. So, I opened my phone this morning, right? And this is like, not this morning, but this is kind of like, so I went to Sojo with Ivan today. Me and Ivan, we went and got massages, right? So, I fucking.
Rich niggas.
Got massages?
Yeah. Rich nigga shit.
It was on Rush Hour 2?
There was no happy ending, but it was a good time. stop it.
Call back to episode 1.
Stop. Shakecraft.
Shakecraft.
I'm fucking wildin'.
Nigga treated like some wagyu out there.
Ooh, little Asian hands, huh?
Stop Asian hate. The lady that did my massage, her name was Alice. Shout out to Alice. You're never gonna watch this podcast because you know you're Swedish, but. You know, shout out to you. You did a great job. I don't feel anything in my body. But anyway.
Shake Watson.
I'm fucking wildin'.
So,
all right, that's enough.
Shorty texts me, and I opened the phone, and it was like, the Alice? Last thing I text, no, this is not Alice that texts me.
Yo, this is making the case worse and worse, yeah. Bro. Just making it worse.
So I opened the phone. And like Shorty's a teacher, so I look at it and nigga said, "Why my kids gave me a whole cup of glizzies?"
I'm fucking what?
Yo, so like I don't know if niggas gonna be able to zoom in on that. Firm, if you can't zoom in on that, it's a whole fucking cup of plastic glizzies.
She worked with fucking kindergartners.
Yeah.
What does that like some symbolize like?
Yeah.
Yo, so
I'm trying to figure out like
yo, what type so of celebration like,
is that? I've heard of giving a teacher an apple. Well, I'm gonna give you a cup of fucking hot dogs.
Here's a
like plastic ones.
What made you go with that verse?
She gonna be like, clearly these little niggas chose violence. I'm like, yeah, he like, here's a cup of dicks.
Yeah.
What made you go with that verse?
That's really what they saying.
Episode name might be cup of dicks.
No, it is not.
Nah. Nah.
That's not it, the type
crab.
Of
crab. It's shit crab.
That is dead. That shit is dead.
Cup of dicks.
Hold on. Yo, I opened my phone, like, I took this shit off airplane mode, and this shit populated, and it was just a couple glizzies, bro.
I don't make no goddamn sense.
Yo, them kids is different. Yo, kids in general, like, have just this insane amount of imagination where they can think of things, and they come up with things, they do different things, that's just, like, they're hilarious, bro.
Yo, kids just choose violence every day, bro.
Yo,
Yeah, I was just scrolling the TL the other day or whatever, and I just a random video just popped up, and I clicked on it, and there was a little girl said, you was out there sucking dick. Like I was just like, why?
What made you go with that verse?
I'm not gonna
what timeline is this?
Yeah, my timeline.
Nah, they was just different. Retweeting it. I don't know. People be retweeting just dumb shit on my timeline, bro.
It's like what followers you got.
Nigga follow everybody in this room. Relax.
it might have been Shiesty Miles that posted it.
You know, it's fair to blame Malik.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, it's always safe.
I'm blaming Malik.
Yeah, I believe he put it in the group chat.
Yeah, I'm definitely blaming Malik for fucking that shit and COVID.
Hamas.
Hey, yo, Malik, you got your trampoline socks?
Oh my god.
Yo, the trampoline socks.
The trampoline socks, man. Yeah, that's some freaky ass nasty shit, yeah.
Is it? Because you got some too, bitch ass nigga. Like.
You lucky I can't find the other one.
Fellas. Burpee one leg fucking with trampoline socks.
Fellas.
Hold on.
This nigga be in the shoe, in the coochie, in his trampoline shop. Shoot.
I'm fucking wildin'.
Let me give a quick PSA. To all the,
oh my god!
To the male listenership, check this out, fellas. What y'all need to do? Go to either Sky Zone, Urban Air.
Yo, one I know. Of these wait, hold parts. On. I know a lot of these, probably like a lot of niggas that listen to this probably got out the hospital socks too, my dude. Like you get those.
See, listen, hospital socks not sexy though. And you don't want to be laying some shit and you got on the hospital side. It's just like it look okay. Like at least the Urban Air and all them shits, they like got the
yo,
nice colorways.
Yo, why they make them like that though?
It's just like elite size.
Nah, them shits like wash clothes.
Yeah, word. They like they fucking like, taste everything, like bro. Motherfucking mothballs.
Like you just put your hand.
Imagine looking at socks, thinking about what they taste like. Anyway, they taste like fucking socks.
That's not true.
You bite into a sock, what you think it's going to taste like?
It depends on the sock. Is
or it depends on whose feet it was?
Is it a brand new sock?
This nigga is crazy. Nigga dead was like, sock look like it tastes like mothballs.
I'm not over here thinking about tasting socks and shit, but I mean, but now since we're here, you niggas suck toes?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the missionary with the ankles? Niggas acting crazy?
You ain't have to go in detail, bro.
Yo, like, you always do something every episode.
Horny man, like, goddamn. It's either your ass getting ate, your titties getting sucked.
You brought up.
It's always some shit with you, like.
Poop nuke.
I don't got to wear no mask no more.
Oh, you just wild. Just out here, huh?
Outside is super open.
Outside is open, anything open.
Pause.
Yeah. Play.
What made you go with that verse?
Yo, you niggas is goofy.
Yo,
so
in the time since we've been away, has anybody's vaccination status changed?
No.
I'm fully vaccinated.
All right, so have you been walking around with no mask?
No. I don't trust these fuckers. The fuck? We live in New Jersey, bro.
I think it's insane how mean? Like
are we dirty or something?
Yo, no. One day
you just can't trust people. A lot of people from out here, bro, especially like the white people. They just do sneaky shit.
All right. There are no whites in the room. We are safe.
All right, yeah. And it's a nigga show.
Shout out to Germany.
Don't start that shit. don't start that shit, yo.
Yeah, it's just a little alley. You said dunk.
Time. No, don't wild out. Just mad.
Yo.
Big Curry.
Yeah, relax. Relax.
Yo, that.
It's fire. German nigga doesn't rapper with that name.
All right, so anyways, segue.
Shout out Dennis Schroeder.
So I got on this headband. Shut up. Right? I got on this headband for the viewers, right? Because the listeners.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Hold on, wait, real quick. Elo's talking. We have a list, and it's important. And I know we're going off the rails, but just stay with us. Anyway, good tea.
Like I was saying about my headband, for the viewers, if you peep,
it's upside down.
It's upside down. Ask me why.
Why, Lo?
Why, Lo?
Because I flip checks.
Ow! Play the boop, boop, boop. What the fuck?
I get it. It's a Nike sign up.
Rose's still drunk from Miami because he would have been on
it's
that
a, it's
shit.
It's a bar. Man. Hold on. Let me tell it to the room. Watch the reaction. I got on this headband, right? And see why it's upside down? Because I flip checks.
That's the bar with Papoose.
Niggas got
fan.
Up and walked away. Oh, shit.
I spit hot fire. You know what I mean? Some dialogue.
Shut up! Rose back.
Word. Yeah,
right. He's back from Miami.
Nigga came right back just in time.
You know what I mean? I'm on a different type of time. That's why I ain't got on no watch today.
Fuck.
Ooh.
That was. What?
Bro, I got bars, yo. And I'll be here. Yo, you know what? Right. I'll get these. Speaking of bars, Papoose has been dropping a project every month of this year. I don't know if niggas know, but niggas
I seen you tweet it.
Niggas need to. I don't know who else more consistent than my mans.
Every month you get a new project.
The niggas at 7-Eleven serving bad pizzas.
I know this nigga did not just mute my motherfucking mic.
this nigga Rose said
he turns him down. I'm like, yo, why I can't hear him?
Yo, listen, my son sir. Is back from Miami.
And shoes and violets.
Listen, sir. Anyways, for the listeners who ain't hear me. Papoose done dropped a project every month.
Nigga looking over his shoulder like, better not unplug my shit.
This nigga, yeah, like, I'm over here talking to myself and shit.
Yo.
Nobody could hear you. Like,
wasn't no listeners.
For no 10 seconds.
All right, we not gonna do this. Your favorite rapper dropped some shit too, right?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't drop some shit. He was a part of a project with The Alchemist. Yeah,
oh,
it's pretty good with The Alchemist.
My man's out here dropping projects every month. Your man's out here doing features. Got it.
With The Alchemist.
Got it. It's Alchemist. The fuck, man? Niggas got Alchemist beats.
Does Papoose have Alchemist beats?
I'm pretty sure.
Are they good songs?
1000% Papoose. Is that? Even a question?
Yo. That just really sounds crazy.
Yo, but that, like, him putting out, like, an album every month is like 2018 where everybody was putting out an album every week.
That shit is like when the fucking side chick just keep talking to you and keep talking to you and keep talking to you and just like, man, I don't want to hear this.
I don't know about side chicks, bro.
I'm about to say, like, I'm team faithful. I never had a side chick.
Yeah. Let's play Swear to God.
I swear to God.
You niggas are lying.
I know. Everything. Yo, if I'm lying, let God strike me down right now. I've never had a side chick.
Never had a side chick when I was in.
I swear to God. I've never cheated before.
Yo, you see how Bert stacked that shit?
Yeah, hold on, yeah.
Wait, what?
Hold on.
Wait, what?
You said you never. I heard you.
Bert said, I never had a side chick. I never had a side chick when I was in a relationship.
Yeah, word. I heard a little asterisk, my nigga.
Nah, when I was in a relationship, I never had a side chick.
Some of you single main Jones with side Jones.
Yeah, word. That's what it sounds like.
Yo, so me. What would you like? All right, so for the people who've never had or whatever, if you were to have someone who would be your side chick because none of us are into the other thing, shout out to, it's Pride Month, shout out to y'all. What is proper side? You niggas are making this very difficult.
Go ahead, bro.
What would proper side nigga or side chick etiquette be? Like, if you were a side nigga, what do you think?
Okay, see, I can speak to that. I've been a side nigga.
Okay,
I've
so never we can.
Had a side chick. I've been okay.
That. That's how the game is played.
Okay. That is exactly how the game is played.
Sometimes you gotta play your part, nigga.
Exactly. Being the nigga that don't got all the main responsibilities, don't gotta be the one in the pictures, yeah, don't gotta just, worry
you
about
call,
the
yo, you call me when you need me.
I got one job, and that is.
Holla if you need me.
Okay, bro. But no, I can speak to being a side nigga. I don't.
Wow.
I don't know what it's like.
Cut my braids off like Trey. Anyway. Let's see, now I'm on my chest out.
You gonna start singing like a goat?
All right. And now I slander my man.
What made you go with that verse?
Yo, I fucking love that nigga got some good music.
He got some good music.
Great thing.
Where he can't.
Whoa.
No.
What were we
but
talking
anyway,
about?
side, you were a side nigga before, right?
Yes.
What are things that you should never do as a side nigga?
First things first, rule number one, can't never catch feelings.
And when you say catch feelings, elaborate for some of the potential side niggas that are listening.
So if you know that shorty's in a relationship, right? And she got you on the side and y'all doing whatever, cool.
Because most of the time, women are going to tell you, right? Like, if this is what they're getting into.
Honest, yeah.
Like,
the
gonna,
ones who are, yeah.
The ones the who are about, they, about they, like, hey, this is how I'm living. Like, this is who you are.
Exactly.
Okay.
First things first, yeah. You can't catch feelings. When I mean you can't catch feelings, let's say if you guys are doing an activity where y'all are going out on a date or y'all texting when she's not with her man type shit or FaceTiming and shit like that, at no point can you be like, damn, I should get him out of here or whatever. Or nah, she need to be with me.
Nope.
That is her decision and her decision only, bro. You just sit back and chill.
Because your job is the cheeks.
Exactly.
Okay.
Some niggas, wait. I just learned something. Some women have specific niggas strictly to give them head.
Some niggas.
Niggas don't penetrate, don't hit at all. They got him only to give head. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Hold on.
They out here tongue kissing the tootie.
That's it. He ain't sticking nothing. I'm just like, man, that's. Sorry to that, man.
I mean, some people find gratitude in being pleasers or like.
I do too.
Doing for other people. But like, I don't know about that. Yeah,
only
I don't know
that? Like, it's just, all right.
What about reciprocity? I enjoy that too. Yeah, no.
Is that too much to ask?
That's a different life.
Yeah, no. Oh. And another rule. You going to have out here? Have some tents, my nigga.
Yeah. Don't be fishbowling, I mean.
Yeah,
bro. Boyfriend. Like, nah, bro.
Niggas like, yo, I see you. I see you.
Yeah, word. Nah, never.
You got to be out here with the tents, man.
That shit is wild, son. You can't be out here just having shorty just being seen by the public eye. And y'all supposed to be low with it. Nah.
So okay. So, Bert, what about you? What's some side nigga etiquette for you?
Some side nigga etiquette.
Like, if you're in that space and you know, like, this is
yo,
not to say
you,
one of them
you
guys,
answer when she called, that's when you know. So it's no, like, I'm always texting you, none of that. Nope.
Yeah, you don't reach out first. Don't
never
be that.
Reach out, bro.
Just, you wait for her to hit you.
If she hit you, boom.
Wait for the coast to
this
be clear.
Time just to. Know what I mean?
And this sounds terrible.
I've
go park the car over here. Then we go to this car. Then we, you know, we out.
Miss
you know.
Yo, let's get into this shit for real. I'm gonna give you niggas the play by play book because you don't gotta celebrate every victory.
You don't.
So when I'm talking about you don't gotta celebrate every victory, you don't gotta put it on Front Street that
you fucking a nigga bitch.
You feel me? Sometimes that's just between you. No, all the time it needs to be just between you and her. You don't gotta tell your mans. You don't got to tell your woman best friend or your whatever best friend. Nah, you just keep that between you and the person that you're dealing with and just ride that shit out.
That's
no
what,
pun intended.
That's what, like, the young kids is calling sneaky links and shit. Like, nah.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Nah, you just a side piece.
Yeah, I want to say, like, how sneaky link?
I mean, sneaky linking is different from a side
piece. Yeah, niggas be knowing who other people.
Back in my day, the sneaky link was the motherfucking super thigh or the super ugly butterface that nobody wanted to be associated with. That's
but everybody was fucking my girl. Son.
Word.
Whoa. Some way, somehow.
Or guy, because niggas is that too.
Oh my God.
Oh. What you mean, niggas that can't be hoes?
Shout out to them people.
I'm not even.
See,
I wasn't going there,
I'm
but them too.
On
yeah,
pride,
them too.
Bro.
You feel me? All I'm saying is anything a man could be sexually, a woman could be. So if we about to just think that
of course
women are hoes, nah, that's not that.
Nah.
Man could be a hoe, man could be a hoe.
You know that.
Have you ever been a hoe?
Have my whole face.
Hey.
Monsieur Bouzin.
I'm a child of God.
Come on, bro.
Let the church say amen. You're not gonna shake my hand?
Oh. I thought she was.
That's
like,
crazy, bro. It's cameras, nigga.
Like, yo, nigga.
These dark ass shades, nigga. I can't see shit in here.
Nigga, Steph Curry be.
Can't see shit in here. But,
yeah. Nah, they be leaving Steph dry hanging.
Nah, what's the name that used to be on the Lakers? Now you on the Pelicans? yo, they always.
Josh Hart.
They always leave him hanging.
No dab. Josh Hart be like, ooh, they be like, fuck out of here. All right, so we got to tap into sports for a second. There's a lot of sports stuff to talk about where, you know, I know normally.
I ain't paying attention to shit after, you know.
Not so much sports after the Knicks got eliminated and the Lakers got eliminated. But there's a lot of, like, pop culture things that are going, like, pop culture or, like, life things that are going on in sports. Like, one of the things that I've seen and that's been really, you know, it kind of goes along the lines of what we were talking about when we were last here is Naomi Osaka.
Okay.
And she speaks, you know, as far as like, you know, the mental health thing and as far as like athletes and them being kind of forced, no matter what they're going through, to sit in front of a camera the way we are. And like, we choose to do this, obviously.
Yeah.
But because they participate in this tournament and the tournament needs the press and the tournament has these sponsors and these events have all this money that's brought in. And the people obviously want to hear from the athletes. You want to be as close to the game as possible.
Yeah.
But these people are forced, no matter what they're going through. Somebody's mother could have just passed away, and the reporter's gonna step out. Like, they're gonna be sitting at a table just like we are.
Be on some straight bullshit, like, hey, so how about blah, 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 blah.
Like, we know your mom just died. Real quick, what was going through your mind when you dropped a triple-double? And it's like, listen to that question. We know your mom just died, but how did you feel when you dropped a triple-double? We have diminished the death of somebody's significant other to the points that somebody scored that night in quote-unquote memory of them.
Not even that. Like, when you see a lot of NBA players get drafted, they, like, if they have a parent that died or wasn't there, like, they
that
always do that.
That shit pissed me off.
It's like, it's almost every pick.
It's almost like if you want to go to the first round, you just, like, knock one of your parents off.
Basically.
You got to be an Illuminati
or,
to get drafted.
Or your dad, or your dad's in the NBA, or you have somebody affiliated to the NBA.
Nah, but that shit, I remember it was this one dude that got drafted, and it was just like, oh, he hasn't seen his dad in 17 years. And I'm just like, God, what does that have to do with anything?
What does that have to do with his post moves? Like,
yo, son came out of college averaging 15-5. Like, what are you talking about?
His father dropped him off at a gas station, and now he's an amazing drop step.
Like,
like, that shit does not correlate at all. And, like, ESPN, Fox News, like, all you niggas that, hey, you know, we really would like some money, so if you, you know, we could delete all this stuff at some point. But all you niggas that are capitalizing off this kid.
Hey, yo.
Hamas, amigo.
We can work this out.
But fuck all, the, yo, all you and fuck the NCAA.
But if you would like to give my son TJ a scholarship, we will accept it.
I respect
nigga, Howard and all them just NCAA, no matter where you look at it. Yeah. All these people who are capitalizing off of the deaths or off of just different life circumstances. Like, it's like, oh, like Jimmy Butler, for example.
Okay.
His life story is like ridiculous.
Yeah, it's nice.
If Jimmy Butler makes it to the finals next year, suddenly we're going to talk about it again. Even though we talked about it the year before, we talked about it when he was on draft day, we talked about it when this nigga might have had a great game. Somehow, somewhere, they're going to work in the fact that these kids, like, came from something horrible. But we never hear about the white athletes that, like, their moms and fucking dads really cousins.
When the fuck do you see, like, a white athlete really get drafted? Like, nowadays.
I fuck with Bird. He let me rock, bro. Cause everyone else in here is making faces.
Nah, when the fuck is the last time you really heard, like, oh, like, okay, like we say, like KP, like it's always just like one. It's one a year. It's all niggas.
I'm about to say,
like, even like speaking of what Shake said, when Isaiah Thomas lost his sister.
They traded this China. Nigga.
He balled out. He balled out that game.
He gave everything he had, and afterward they were like, "Hey, nigga, we would love to have
what a fucked
Kyrie
up hit, a fucked up hit." This nigga 5'4". This nigga 5'4" Jane
with a hit pointer.
Yo,
I mean, be giving like
niggas,
that sometimes.
Giving niggas 32-6, and they said, "Hey, we appreciate what you did. God rest her soul. We got some good ratings, but Kyrie Irving would love to play for us. Wouldn't you take that instead?" Like, what the fuck, bro?
It is really max.
It's so bad on so many different levels when you look at, and it's like they try to diminish the shit, like the whole, like, it's a game. But these people spend their entire life, like, imagine you spend your entire life working to be something. You love football. So every day when you go home, you after practice, you do extra routes. You spend extra time with your friend doing extra catches. You do whatever to make it to the NFL for them to make your life story something where they've got to get ratings out of it. You know what you've been through. And there's somebody's going to ask you, "Hey, you know, what's something that, like, anybody wouldn't know from about you?" And you're going to tell them. And the next thing you know, that shit's going to be on the big screen. It's going to be the New Brunswick New Apartments and Pig and Chicken on the fucking big screen with everything that Lowe has ever went through in life.
All right. So are we going to remove accountability from the fact that this has been an ongoing system and that these players don't know that going into it?
We're not removing accountability.
Because it sounds like we are.
How are we removing accountability?
Because how would you know about what the fuck is going on in my life unless I told you?
These niggas do research. You're talking about like a billion-dollar corporation.
They go ask cousins. They go ask grandparents. They ask these other people. So they're not really thinking about it.
Do you have a cousin that you don't talk to?
I have a lot of cousins I don't
talk to. Do you know, do them niggas know important shit about you?
Not at all.
Not anything. They don't know where your mama lived. They don't know nothing about you.
Nah, probably just.
All right, never mind.
I'm about to say, I'm the wrong nigga for this shit, bro.
Do you have any of those people? People that you don't speak to?
Yeah.
That would know something about you?
Probably, yeah.
Right. So, given the opportunity to take 50 grand and tell somebody anything they could about you, you think they would?
Hell yeah.
And that's the type of stuff where it's like, these people have limitless resources. We're talking about the NFL here. We're talking about a $1 billion corporation. Where it's like, no matter what, they're going to find out. So it's like, and not
yeah,
to mention,
it's like, you can't really hide anything from them.
They were recruited by high school coaches who sat in their family's living rooms and learned everything about them.
I'm not putting blame on the players whose information is exposed. What I'm saying is, these players, they walk into these situations knowing that, hey, it is what it is. They're going to bring up this. They're going to say this. They're going to say that because this is a spotlight and this is the arena that I'm in. So I do understand the whole thing with the Naomi Osaka, like, shit. I understand that shit. But it's like, unfortunately, that is a part of it. And I'm not justifying it. I'm not saying that it's right. But if you don't know how to maneuver that shit, like, we always praise Marshawn Lynch when he, yo, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
But do we, and you're right. You know, there's athletes and there's people in these situations where it's just like, at the end of the day, you knew what you signed up for. You knew that before this particular event that if you won or if you lost, somebody was going to ask you how you felt about it.
Word.
And are you allowed to then say, even though you knew before you went into this game, that this was going to happen? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Do you believe that those people in those particular situations should have the right to say, hey, I know that this is what I'm supposed to do, but, like, I'm not up to it today. I just dropped a bottle cap.
Nah, not necessarily, because the thing is, when it's positive, nobody says anything. If it's some good shit going on and the reporters want to highlight some shit like that, yeah, it's great PR, great press, blah, 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 all this other shit. But when they want to highlight the negative and ask you badgering questions and shit like that, then it's just like, nah, forget this. I don't really want to do it. Blah, 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 blah. So you can't take the good and not take the bad when it comes with this shit.
All right, so let's take it. Let's take athletics and sports out of it, right? Because in this country and in the world and the society that we live in, athletes and musicians and people who do things that are not just day-to-day things are put on a pedestal. They're put on a platform where they can.
Oh, I got a perfect example.
Like
Jay-Z and Beyonce at the Nets game. Like, he was reaching for, like, her foot in public, but everybody was just focused on that. And it's like, that's his way of showing, like, affection in public. And I kind of got that.
Do we know that? Do we actually know that? Or
but it was put on the big screen.
Hold on, bro. I'm not going to lie.
I'm very
bro, confused. Like, they have a thing. Like, they have a thread. And it's a thread of, like, games that they go to. And that's his thing, is to rub her ankle.
And I saw those pictures, but
yeah.
How we don't know that pictures.
Like, because even Beyonce's mom came out and said it. And said, like, y'all really put this on the big screen, and that's just him making sure that she's good out in public.
All right, if her mom said it, then I'm not about to.
Yeah, because, like, she has anxiety for being out in public, like, publicly.
And that's also something I find very hard to believe. Yeah. But, hey, who am I? Like, Beyonce's been famous forever and shit. She got anxiety.
Famous people can have anxiety for certain shit.
But that's like, yo, if you're at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know that, let's take your profession, right?
Yeah.
We don't got to talk about it. We know what your profession is, right?
Yeah.
So you sign up daily to talk to people. You talk to people. You take care of their needs, the things mm-hmm. that they need you to do. You do them.
Yeah.
If that's what you signed up for that day, it's whatever, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody decides to complain to you or decides to talk to you in a way that, like, you don't feel like you should be spoken to in that moment, you could be having a rough day. You could be just like, you know, at the end of the day.
No,
like,
I'm pulling them to the side. It's already a method.
Right, but as an athlete, as a million-dollar athlete with the fucking cameras on you on live and this fucking asshole who's in the corner that works for the fucking Boston Globe and he wants to know how you felt about losing this game, like, this person right now in front of the entire world wants to know how you feel about something on your day. You just tell me that you would pull them to the side. These people have to, even after giving their all, taking their body and pushing it to the limit, and then decide that, all right, well, this person wants to ask me this question and the world wants to know, so I have to answer. And I can't decide that based on where I'm at in life, outside of when you see me, outside of when I'm on the court, outside of when I have the ball in my hand, when I have the racket, whatever the fuck you want to call it, outside of when I have that, this is, like, it doesn't matter. You get what I'm saying? Like, how I feel when I come here and when I leave from here, no matter what, how that's affecting me, I have to get on the stage. And at the end of the day, we're talking about athletes. They're paid to be sports. You know what I mean? They're paid to do the sports part. They get the endorsements, they get this, they get that, like, whatever. But, like, when somebody says to you, like, hey, you know, like, not right now, like, I just need a minute, why are you not respecting that? If you told your boss or told somebody at your job that you just needed a minute, would you not want that respected?
Yeah, but...
And this is their job.
Hold on,
and we
man.
Look at it different. I'm going to let you go. But, like, we look at it different, and a lot of people look at it different because they're on a big stage. Because they're in front of a camera. Because they make more than the people who watch them on fucking TV. So it's like, we look at them, it's like, yo, you make 10 mil a year, like, just fucking sit in front of the camera. Okay. It's easy for you to say. It's easy for us to sit where we're sitting and experience the thing that we experience and be like, yo, if I had 10 mil, like, I'd just sit there and deal with it. Until you get there. And these people weren't always there. And you're sitting there and somebody's telling you, hey, right now, even though your auntie just passed away, and she might have been the auntie that taught you how to drive, and that might have been something that you guys shared together, that's all well and good. Right now, we need you to talk about how you fucked up on that last pass and cost everyone the game. That's, like, borderline inhumane.
How is it inhumane, nigga? You just fucking played a game, bro. That's what we're here to talk to you about. We're not here to talk about your personal life and your family shit. I'm sorry that it happened, but shit, you stunk it the fuck up out there. Like, you're a fucking professional. You signed up for this shit. You knew, like, life wasn't going to be on pause once you started this game. Like, what are you talking about?
100%. But when this person expresses you, it's like, yo, like, I can't, you know, I was giving it my all.
I smell like bitch in here.
Because, yo, imagine that. Imagine that.
Nah, yo, because let me speak to it.
Go ahead.
Let me speak to it. Because as an athlete, as somebody who has gone through the rigmarole and the fucking dedication it takes to strive to be great, I do understand. Mm-hmm. I do understand how sometimes you do have your days. But when we're talking about these people who are at the top level, the people who have achieved the greatness and all this other shit, nobody wants to talk about the positive perks. Nobody wants to talk about the good trade-offs. We want to highlight the one thing, like, oh, damn, I'm having a bad day. I don't want to talk to nobody and shit. It's like, all right, you leave this bum-ass press conference, and then at that, you're about to go live lavishly, live in some riches and live comfortably.
But that feeds to what I was saying, though.
As somebody who doesn't have anything and shit, it's just like, all right, let's talk about, like, I think it was LeBron James or was it Floyd Mayweather? Both of them actually spoke to this. It's just like, all right, you can be upset and feel some type of way about me or whatever, but at the end of the day, I'm going to go home.
That was Bron.
Bron said that shit, and Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd might have said the same thing. Yeah.
Floyd said he's the greatest robber of all time.
So yeah, it's just crazy. Like, we can talk about all the negative things that the athletes are doing and all of this, and we can talk about how they're having their bad days, but that shit is very momentary compared to, like, the rest of their life, bro. It's a moment in time.
So because they experience life in a different way.
But I'm just saying, like, we only talk about that one little bad moment of talking to the press versus everything else.
Right, because we spend a whole lot of time talking about the positive moments. The sound bites, the viral moments, the GIFs, the videos,
Kyrie, everything that he does is put on the front page.
So it's just like, in any sense of the world.
What that got to do with Kyrie, though?
It's essentially
like, why should it affect Kyrie? For example, we out here potting. Mm-hmm. It's a sport to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If somebody is out here kicking our back and saying, like, yo, they trash, blah, 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 blah. What that got to do with us over here, bro? We still going to come here and pot and do whatever the fuck we got to do, talk about whatever we got to talk about. Like, it's not happening. Why should that affect me?
If one of us got up here and said, hey, you know, we're having a rough day because somebody we know, like, had some deal, we dealt with some ridiculous shit, and it was like, hey, and Vaughn was over there like, yo, I know you're going through some shit, and, like, you know, I know you lost somebody, like, but I really need you to focus on looking directly into the camera for a second so I can get my lens straight. And that shit was bothering me. I know you niggas would be like, yo, what the fuck? And that's what these people are going through. Is it not? What's different? Because they make X amount of dollars. And that's why I said it's about the dollar signs. It's about the fact that we don't live life the same way.
Dollar signs.
It isn't, though, because I listened to what you said, and it was like, yo, I'm sitting here, and it's like, yo, they're about to go after they get out of this press conference, and they're about to live life this different way. Those are the words that you said. So it's like, it's about the fact that their life is like different.
It's different perks, and it's more shit that comes to that shit.
Perks has nothing to do with mental health at all. Perks have absolutely nothing to do. The fact that I'm sponsored by Gillette or I'm sponsored by Nike, that shit is not going to cure depression. Is being sponsored by Nike going to cure depression?
I'm not saying that it's a cure. I'm not saying that's not what I'm saying at all.
So if I'm depressed and I don't want to talk about some shit, but, like, I have to because Nike said so, I'm wrong?
To totally ignore the perks of having access to other shit and acting like that doesn't affect your mental health, bro, come on, let's be real.
Right,
would you rather cry in a Ferrari or would you cry in a fucking Honda?
I would rather cry in a fucking Ferrari. However,
so what are you talking about
then? Crying in a Ferrari, and you're talking about somebody deciding that, like, yo, right now I cannot mentally deal with this based on where I'm at.
Or Maybach.
Yeah, that was really crazy.
That's all. I'm not justifying it, bro. I'm saying is
from where we're sitting,
it's not even from where we're sitting, bro. Just let me finish. Some of these athletes, and I'm not talking about Naomi, I'm just talking in general. Her, I can understand because she comes under a lot of pressure with many different things because her being biracial and all this other stuff. So I get it. Her being a woman, I understand her. But a lot of these other athletes, it's just like, all right, yeah, you having your bad day and shit. Bro, you have access to go talk to somebody about your bad day. You do. So it's just like, yo, shut the fuck up and stop crying to me about what the fuck happened at your job today. Like, this is what you signed up for. You don't cry when you're getting that $1 million paycheck, my nigga. You don't cry when you're getting recognized and hailed and loved in the streets. But you want to cry when you got somebody like Michael Rapaport talking about your game. Like, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
I mean, I'm sure a homeless person would say that about us when we complain about things at work. And they sit here and look about the fact like, hey, I live in a cardboard fucking box, and you live in an apartment with your life that you complain about.
And I stop complaining about my apartment. Like, you know what, bro? You right. Because you out here in the fucking cold, and I'm out here with four walls, and it's warm in here. You right. I'm going to stop complaining, because it could be fucking worse.
I'm going to hand that nigga a 20 and tell him to mind his business.
And then to even speak to that, to have the access to give a nigga a 20 and tell him to mind his business. You know what that speaks to, bro?
Privilege.
That's what the fuck, and that's what I'm talking about.
Are we white?
Nah.
Yeah, but I refuse to look at him right now. I'm not going to. I can't look.
Blood vessel just almost popped in my forehead. Like, that's some. Are we white? Audacity, the unmitigated gall. Like, what's wrong with you? Don't ever ask me no nut shit like that again.
This nigga vein in his forehead is out right now. He's mad. He's hot about that.
That nigga almost flipped the check again.
What?
Anyway.
Speaking of flipping checks, Julio Jones is no longer an Atlanta Falcon.
I don't know what they got to do with flipping checks, but
we flipped that nigga's contract. We don't have to pay that nigga anymore. Shout out to Julio. You've been a great. You're my favorite player on the team.
I'm on a Julio jersey. I don't know if the camera's
always
picking it up.
You can see it. I'm going to move away so you can see it. Shout out to Julio Jones. He's a franchise best receiver. He's my favorite player as long as he's been in the league. Wish this nigga all the best. But we don't have to pay this nigga anymore. We are flipping checks.
I don't watch football, so I'm not aware.
Right. You're not supported. So I'll talk to Bird a little bit. He watched a little bit.
What's up?
Fuck me over here, right? Like,
I mean, not really. You know, you said you don't want, you know what I'm saying? You'll support football.
Nah.
So I don't want to talk. I don't want
to. Yeah, I shouldn't either, but. You know, it's another conversation for another day.
I don't want to know Naomi Osaka you right now. Anyway, man, he's not on the team anymore. You know, this has been kind of like a big, you know, throughout the football offseason, if you will, a huge, is Julio going to be a Falcon? Is he not going to be a Falcon? It sucks.
I mean, Shannon Sharp is an op, though.
Fuck that. Shannon Sharp.
How the way he did it.
Yeah, that was
fuck
grimy.
Shannon Sharp.
That was
crazy, bro.
And then it came out today that Julio said that he didn't know that he was on TV.
I felt like he did it when I heard it. Like, when I saw
it was just
clip.
It was like a call, and it's like, haha, oh, what's up, unk? Like that.
Yeah,
like,
it was, yo.
That's how it is.
Like, nah, fuck out of it. I'm about to get up out of it. Like, yo, he could have literally went off like, yo, fuck this nigga. Fuck that. Yo, fuck all those people, and that shit would have been live on air. Shannon Sharp did not once be like, hey, Julio, we got you on Undisputed.
But my thing is, when I did come in here, I did tell everybody, if you see that the time that Shannon Sharp was calling, you probably could see, like, oh, this nigga is live on TV right
not
now.
Not if you're in a different time zone.
That's facts.
If that nigga's in LA recording, where I'm pretty sure they record, and Julio's in Atlanta.
Like seven in the morning, they start, I believe.
7 in the morning in LA?
Yeah.
Right, so that's what, 10 a.m. in Atlanta?
Yeah.
And that's just assuming Julio's in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And niggas is just like, what are you doing at 10 a.m.?
I'm at work.
If I call you at 10 a.m., you going to think we on the air?
Nigga, I'm at work.
Wait, they wouldn't be recording at that time.
Yeah. It's like, yo, Shannon Sharp don't come on until this time.
They would be recording earlier.
Bro.
Because if it's coming on, like, what time? Like, that should be coming on?
I don't know.
On the East Coast?
I don't know when that comes on.
Either way, the fact that, like, it just kind of shows how, like, some of the players.
It was grimy nonetheless.
They have no journalistic professionalism. Not any at all. Like, a Skip Bayless, even a Stephen A. Smith, like, some of these people who actually went to school for this or know certain journalism, like, techniques, like, you respect, you give, how to, like, give people knowledge of the circumstances without saying that this is what's going on, without being like, hey, man, just don't say anything crazy because you're on the air. Like, if I call you, it's like, hey, man, lie. I'm like, hey, man, I'm doing this. And, you know, if I need you to say something ridiculous, you know exactly what I need to say. That's what Shannon Sharp should have done. He should have been a real nigga, and he's not.
Hamas, amigos.
All that backwoods and Hennessy and all that bullshit.
Formative.
Very much so. The nigga literally wasn't even rolling no weed up. Nigga just opened a pack of backwoods, put a goat helmet on, and just put a backwood in his mouth.
Yeah, who just smokes backwoods?
Nobody smokes backwoods like a whole backwood.
Like, the only
if you niggas are smoking backwoods and watching this podcast, delete all of it off of your phone.
The only people, like, the only cigars that I know that people smoke on occasion, like, actually smoke, are Black and Milds. I never seen somebody just...
Shout out to Shice.
Black and Milds. Yeah, we're our very own mild.
Shout out to him. Our very own mild.
I'm fucking wild.
Oh, yeah, so we got Black and Milds and Capones. That's about it. I've never seen nobody just smoke a Philly. I've never seen nobody just smoke a Dutch. I've never seen nobody just smoke...
Yo, I have...
A Swisher.
I've seen a nigga
never
smoke.
I just smoke a Swisher.
I've seen a nigga smoke a Dutch.
You just smoke the Dutch. Pull out the package.
All right, yo, real quick, yo.
All right, I don't need to hear this.
Yo, all right. So I was in culinary school, right? I went to the restaurant school when I was in college in Philly.
That's where you go wrong.
So, and, all right,
shout out to Philly.
Shout out to Philly because this shit about to get crazy. So
yeah, that's criminal activity.
I was the first week of school. I was probably like I brought like a half with me to school. Because I was like, I don't know anywhere in Philly. I don't know any weed, man. So I'm like, I don't want to, I'm not trying to be risky. I'm trying to be figuring this shit out. So we all kind of do like the preschool activities, like the, oh, we all moved in activities. So everyone's like, oh, like you guys smoke, da, da, da. So everyone was kind of like excited. We're all in culinary school. Everyone wants to be a chef. Woohoo. So it's me, my nigga Steve. Shout out to Steve.
Yeah, Lucy Chef.
Shout out Lucy Chef, on the Philly guys. We're walking down the street, right? So I rolled the blunt. I rolled a couple blunts. Now, mind you, already shit's wrong because it's like nine heads on two blunts, right? We all know smoker's etiquette. That's my face, right? Right? But at the end of the day, it's like, yo, I rolled two blunts. They wasn't even super husky. Nine heads on two blunts.
I would have slapped your white ass.
Yo. But it was niggas was happy, right? So we're walking down the street, niggas is smoking. And like in Philly's weed was decriminalized. So it's like the police aren't gonna bother you. But it's like, hey, if somebody's like, hey, put that out, you kinda just kinda like that. Like, all right, don't do it. You get a parking ticket, basically. Walking down the street, I noticed the tobacco smell, right? So this is Russian kid, he's adopted, his name's Artie, right? I'm not gonna say shout out to Artie because Artie was wild. Artie,
what type of wild?
He was not like wild, like crazy. It's just not somebody I just want to just be like, ooh, shout out to Artie. He's part of the brand. No. Like Artie was like weird. He wasn't like a predator or nothing like that, but he definitely like liked women who were, you know, low self-esteem. Like he definitely like people who were in weird situations. Like he was one of them kind of guys. So anyway, weird niggas who are watching this shit, cut it off. So we're smoking or whatever. Everyone's passing the blunts around. At this time, I was in my very bad smoker life. I was smoking Bluntvilles.
What's wrong with Bluntvilles?
Cancer paper. So smoking the Bluntvilles, rolling good blunts, whatever. Artie pulls out a Dutch, right? So, like, at the time, we've been smoking. He was like, yo, like, I got these cigars, right? And he's like, you know, like, my dad, he's, like, really into cigars, yada, 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 like... I really, really want to celebrate, you know, and I bought some cigars. So I'm like, yo, I'm thinking, like, he got some shit from Dominican Republic. Like, we're at culinary school, so I'm expecting everyone to be about of a certain caliber.
You got some Dominican Dutches?
Yep. Yo, the nigga, he was like, yo, like, I got a couple cigars. So, again, we're walking. Nigga pulls out a Palma Dutch. All of my niggas who smoke weed and smoke Dutches.
So many Palma Dutches, bro. Like,
he pulls out a Palma Dutch. Now I'm thinking, bro's gonna roll some weed. Bro does not clip it. Bert, you smoke cigars?
Yes, I do.
You know that, you know, you want to control the volume of how the smoke's gonna come out. You want to clip it.
Yeah, it's either you clip it or you poke a hole.
Bro did not clip it. Bro took his front two teeth and bit into a Dutch Master.
What? That's some savage shit.
He bit into the Dutch Master like it was a regular cigar and took a torch lighter and lit it. So at least he had the right lighter, right?
Hamas.
Bit the fucking Dutch. And was like really, really smoking it.
Pause.
Wow, word. Really, really smoking the Dutch, bro. Like, I'm talking about going, like, and then he tried to pass it. So, bro started trying to cipher Dutch.
Nah, we got to fight, bro. What you doing? Yo.
So, mind you, it's two blunts in a
cipher. Wait. Because cigar etiquette, motherfuckers know. Like, when you smoke a cigar, my nigga, right? It's like your saliva is just all on the cigar,
yo,
man.
You are biting the fucking cigar.
Like, so, like, my nasty. My man's passed you, like germs, my nigga.
Bro,
like,
passed you bacteria and saliva.
Nigga,
he
passed
into
COVID.
The cigar and was smoking, and he was like, yo, you got to try it. And I said, bro, is that a Dutch? And I looked at it, and bro was smoking it with such conviction. He's like, bro, they had different flavors. He's like, I got a white grape one. And white grape Dutches are nasty. And you're like, I don't know. You probably haven't smoked one. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. No. Them shits, this fucking silver pack. You niggas who smoke them are nasty. Them shits are hard. Nigga said, I got a white grape one. I got a vanilla one because it seemed like it was a regular one. And I got a pack.
He said, I got the vanilla one. Cause
bro,
it like
so the blue vanilla, the silver one, and I think the other one was like green because he bought like a game. So not only was he smoking Dutch Masters like regular, he was smoking game Dutches.
Why were you with this individual? It sounds
because,
very...
Bro, literally.
Yo, he sound like he shoot shit. Like,
yo, he shoot shit.
See?
He definitely... Yo, so we used to joke around. We used to joke around about Artie and say that Artie was a Russian spy because this nigga was adopted from Russia. Like, nobody adopts kids from Russia. He was adopted from Russia. He had two fucking... You know, strange ass parents. He sent this nigga to culinary school. Nigga couldn't cook a lick. But he also bit Dutch Masters. Moral of the story is don't hang around people like Art.
In Philly.
So y'all had some Russian transplant out here biting Dutch Masters?
Bro. The Dutch Dutch Master.
Russian like things that they put in like movies be wild. Like they just be.
Because Russia is cold and tough.
Like even if you take Khabib, like, this nigga was wrestling bears and shit. Like, why?
I saw this video of...
Help the bear!
I saw this...
Oh, definitely.
Hamas.
I've seen that video. And she pushed the shit out of that bear.
Yo, she pushed the fuck out of that
bear to see
yo,
five
you said,
dogs.
You saving your dogs? You saving your dog?
I might have to.
Hey, Lenny, you saving lady from a bear?
Yeah.
You going Jersey dance on a bear? This nigga, Lenny, gonna be late. Lady, come on.
I'm fucking wildin'.
Try to save lady. Just...
Nigga gonna be dodging shots. God damn.
I'm fucking wildin'.
Oh my God, yo.
What is wrong with you niggas?
Now, bro.
Let me tell you something. Caesar is gone.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't never had a dog.
Caesar ain't never gonna hit a shit, but that nigga is gone.
I won't have a dog that day for bears.
Yeah, that nigga is salmon that day.
I'm sure you motherfucking
what the fuck is you talking about? Him and his drooling meat. Anyway. I hope Caesar's good.
What made you go with that verse?
Oh.
Yeah, you be wilding sometimes, bro.
Oh, like, since we talking about wild shit, right? So, it's a dolphin video that has been put on the topic list.
We're going to talk about the elephant video, too.
Talk about the elephant video.
All right, I don't know which is... I actually know the dolphin shit is worse, so let me just briefly tell the listeners real quick. And I need both of y'all to just shut up for 2 seconds so I can get the story off real quick.
Oh, so I'm about to...
Shout out to Casamigos.
This nigga...
Shout out to Light, because he put this out.
At King Light?
Yeah, right. At Mr. King Light.
Before we get there, with Bert, right? So we in the chat, we talking about the whole Julio Jones thing. And then out of nowhere...
Finally, we ended up.
My bad.
You want a Bluetooth, bro? They can hear this.
My bad. I know.
Your stupid ass.
Shut the fuck up.
We talking about
about 5 years old. Controversial or harmful?
Yo, this still maxed. Doing it.
Yo, this should max.
I wish I could hear what I hear in my headphones. Like every time I start talking, Bert start pressing play and start like.
Nah, close the app.
No. It's up there. It's up there right now. Like, cause I'm at the park.
Was it video?
Yes.
I was
pulling it up. That's why.
All right. So we talking about Julio Jones. Don't press play.
I'm fried.
We talking about Julio Jones, right?
I'm fried. I'm just let y'all know.
Per usual, Bert is fried. Out of nowhere.
You niggas have been watching. You know what he looks like.
Out of nowhere, Bert just sends a text like, yo, elephants is wild. So I'm just so confused because we're talking about Julio Jones and there's no football team called the Elephants. None of that shit. So I'm like, what the fuck is Bert talking about? I'm like, you know what? Bert just high. And I mean, it is what it is. 2 seconds later, he sends in.
No. Shake said, what? So I was like, all right, I'm just in it.
Shake replies and like, yo, what? And then 2 seconds later, Bert sends a video, lobs it into the chat, of an elephant just walking. Now, to the listeners and the viewers who are not seeing this video and don't know what video of what elephant I'm talking about, there's a video of an elephant just walking and pause, but.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, trigger warning.
The meat was dragging on the floor. The meat was dragging balls like Goku.
What made you go with that verse?
Shout out to Arsenal the Rebel. We used to talk about this nigga before we talked about it.
Alright. Like I was trying to say, so the elephant's penis was dangling and shit, and it was
very, yo!
It was very noticeable.
Yo, it was in meat. Yo, I thought the shit was a person, dog. I thought the elephant was walking with a person stuck in the Gucci, and it was his meat.
I'm fucking
wild. We are back.
Like, to the viewers and shit, you feel me? Like, the shit was just like,
Hamas, amigos.
Nah, Lil Uzi, roll his shoulder.
Hold on. That shit was just, you feel me?
Hold on.
So, I'm in a chat like,
Lil Uzi meat roll.
Hold up. All right, Shake, relax.
What made you go with that verse?
Shout out Casamico.
I'm in the group chat like, yo, this nigga Bert is bugging. Like, what you mean? You talking about elephants is wild.
But I'll explain to you what happened. I was on FaceTime at the time. The person I was on FaceTime with had sent it. Like, they had said it, and then I was like, what?
This nigga on FaceTime talking about elephant meat.
Shorty sent elephant meat to
both. I was on FaceTime with a woman. And she was like, yo, like, this shit is crazy. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about?
That make it better? Because you was on FaceTime with a woman?
She sent bro the tusk.
Yo, but I was on FaceTime while I was in a group chat with y'all, too.
Okay.
So when I clicked over, I was
justify
like.
Justify it. Justify
yo,
it.
I went back. I'm like, yo, like, elephants are wild, bro.
Elephants are wild. And he sent it to us. Nigga said, I seen this meat. You have to, too.
Yeah.
Hold on. What a bad friend. I played Earl Sweatshirt. This nigga showed us me.
Yeah, but well, my dad died. Really, hold who's on. Really my dad died. And you played that. Come on.
I didn't show you a dick.
No.
He didn't show him. Yeah, he didn't show you a dick, bro. I mean.
Nah, but that's like bad. Like, come on.
Nigga said, hey guys, Shorty sent me this and this is crazy. You must see this dick.
Like,
too.
Yo, gravity is fucking crazy, yo, because pause, no homo, yo. And, my bad, let me not say that. Delete that. But motherfucking pause. But the way how that shit was just, it's just like, damn.
You put Mick Jenkins behind the elephant walking, I'm just with my niggas hanging.
I'm fucking wilding.
Yo.
All right, get to the other shit we talking about, man, because we run out of time.
Oh, shit. All right, this fucking dolphin video that fucking Light posted up on fucking Twitter and shit.
And what's the name of the video on YouTube so the viewers can find it?
It's The Dolphin Lover, The Real Life, Shape of Water.
And I don't know if y'all seen The Shape of Water, but niggas fell in love with like some type of like mermaid type thing or some shit. I don't know. But
yeah.
Go ahead, Bert.
So
walk us into this.
This guy is kind of like in love with dolphins and animals.
Don't start your shit, Shake. I'm trying to keep my headphones on and stay on the pod, bro. Just let him finish.
Well, they already strapped in. Anyway.
So, well, basically, it started when he was basically like, it's a trigger warning. Like, he was sexually abused as a kid.
Nigger warning.
You ain't wait for the trigger warning. You ain't even let bro press the button.
Nigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, there you go. Well, bro was being.
After they've been triggered. But
yeah.
Like, got it, been got sexually got abused. Got it, got it.
So, he started. He noticed that he was weird when he was like 5, right? So, 5, he was watching a movie. His thing got hard. This is what he says in the YouTube video. I'm like, okay. All right. And he goes further, and then he was like, he started having sex with the family dog. I'm like,
was it a Labrador?
Nah, it was like some type of like poodle. Yeah, it was a poodle.
Not that it matters.
It was,
dog,
I don't even think it was a poodle. It was some
dog coochie
like,
is dog coochie. But anyway.
I'm going to just keep going. So.
Yeah, yes. Him.
Him.
That's him, bro.
That nigga.
Mind Ivan you. Just pulled up the video.
Yes. Mind you, he's white. So.
Well,
if you didn't already know,
because you know people gonna ask like, "Who? Wait, what are you talking about?"
I mean,
so
dogs and shit.
Basically, he became. Yeah, he went
his,
to Florida.
Yeah, wait. He put his wiener in dogs.
All right. But
the Glizzy Navigator.
What made you go with that verse?
Oh God, bro. All
right, so.
Go ahead, Bert. Go ahead.
So the son becomes a dolphin instructor. Goes down to Florida. He notices like the dolphin is very like
it's like some amusement park and they just got a random fucking dolphin. Like
yeah.
Like, that does tricks.
Her name is Dolly.
Dolly the dolphin.
Dolly the dolphin. So what I'm about to play for you guys. I have no words for it. So
then interracial sexes today.
This chapter is called.
I successfully made love with Dolly the last visit to the park that I made. The park had been closed down, the property had been sold off, the whole thing was going to be developed into a housing complex. All the dolphins had.
Now he broke into the facility.
Bro was giving her that Dalai Lama.
Hold on.
Shipped out, except for Dolly and one male dolphin. They were in a pool together. I went down to the park that day without any real idea whether I was going to be able to make love to her or not.
Hold on!
But just hoping that that would happen. We started a very long courtship that lasted about half an hour. Frankly, it was a little difficult to make love with her. There's no backstop in the water. It's a frictionless environment. She was very cooperative.
Hold on!
She was very gentle. She was enormously erotic. We played games. We had to try several different positions before we found one that worked, which was her floating horizontal in the water and me being vertical, coming into her from the side that way.
Bro is fucking a dolphin.
And that seemed to work a whole lot better because I could hold onto her back with one hand and hold and guide my penis with the other hand so it didn't slip out of her.
Hold on!
Because of the fact that they live in the water, the female dolphins, internal genitalia is a little more complicated than a woman's. They have some.
Now,
nigga said the inside of the coochie.
Wait. Now, this nigga explained how many holes it is in the dolphin's coochie. Like,
I didn't even get to the blowhole.
Oh my God. So we're gonna keep going.
Waterproofing features in there that you might describe as valves almost. As we started making love, I felt this just intense sense of merging with her on every level. Emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually.
She put it on.
It's really like we stopped being two individual creatures and became one creature that was making love with itself. I've never
experience.
Cut it off.
Such. The game is played.
I just hit that stain funny though.
No, we didn't even get to the part.
Bro, there's no need to get to the part.
The part where the dolphin shouts.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It gets worse. Like he's in love with this dolphin.
Intense intimacy. The
dolphin broke his heart.
With anyone. It felt transcendental. It felt cosmic. I climaxed, Dolly groaned. She made a series of three groans in a rising cadence, and that led me to believe that she had also experienced an orgasm.
All right, wait, hold on. All
right.
Hold on, wait, time out.
This is light fault that you gotta listen to this.
Dolphins are said to be some of the smartest beings in the world.
Okay.
I said this shit a few episodes ago. Run it back. I said that dolphins are way more intelligent than humans, bro.
And bro made a dolphin nut.
Yes.
So this has been week 12 of the End of Regulation.
No. Nope, not yet. Nah, not like that. Not leaving, not so soon. Not like that. Check this out. Listeners.
Yo.
for everybody who just heard. So basically,
a orcagasm.
Can you just shut up for two? Just shut up.
That's the fucking episode name.
Shut up. God damn it, bro. Just shut the fuck up. All right, just shut up, brother. So basically, dude fell in love with a dolphin and was able to swim. I can't swim. So the fact that he did this blew my fucking mind. I was disgusted at the same time. One, bestiality, period, is nasty because you only should be having sex with other humans. But he was able to stay afloat, stick his dick in a multi-valve-like vagina with interlocking air mechanisms.
Elo is impressed.
I'm fucking impressed because, one, how the fuck you keep a boner in this cold-ass water?
Bro,
and it's
drown.
A dolphin. There ain't no titties, no ass, no nothing. And you just horny?
Drowned like, in a coochie and swam to a fin.
You know what? This has been episode 12.
Episode 12 and the Regulation Podcast. We fucking back. It's been week 12. We Big all gave you niggas a week off. We back.
Make sure I get that motherfucking love's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though.
Take us out.
I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.